Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Hey, whoa.
That's right. It is Mindful Monday out there. Wake up, wake up, wake up. We're starting off our Christmas week here, which is going to be a short week, you know, because we have Christmas Eve on Thursday and Christmas on Friday. You know, people have to be with their families and do everything, so it's going to be a bit short. Stephanie Haynes will come on with us tomorrow doing part two of Moving Forward, and we'll close it out that way. But, you know, we hear about education, unification, and collaboration. It takes everything. But I like to say, you know, unification don't mean a thing if you don't take action behind it. So we have to keep on the move out there, and we have to recognize bitterness. And even today might seem to be a time of total darkness. It will not last forever. This dawn will surely come if you advance ever forward without being defeated. The day will definitely come when you can look back fondly and declare, I am savoring this happiness because I struggled back then. It is those who know the bitterness of winter that can savor the true joy of spring. You know, as we always say here, winter always turns into spring. Keep that in mind. And keep that love, compassion, and kindness going as we're going through this. And before we get started, you know, I'm going to play this song for my heroes out there. And them frontline medical people, love you, love you, love you. And then we're going to talk about Christmas.
And then a hero comes along.
special thanks out there to all the medical community, the first line workers, the grocery, the fire department, people who are out there, the essential workers. Now, I have a thing about these travelers out here that's not listening. Over a million people have gone through the airport so far, and it's not even Christmas Day. I don't quite understand it, but in a way, you know, we don't like for people to put restrictions on us and tell us what to do. So I guess they feel, well, you know, if this is my last Christmas, I'm not going to do it by myself. I'm going to take as many people with me as I can. So we have to look forward to surge number 3. There's already no hospital beds out there, so if you're expecting a child, I guess you better call that midwife or get in the bathroom and have the baby, because there's no beds out there, you know. I don't quite understand it. My friend Edwina, that sends me little quotes from Texas every now and then. She says, you know, it's always best to walk with the wise, because the foolish are very, very harmful. And she's absolutely correct on that. When you're a humanitarian, you know, a humanitarian has a big heart and have great love. And that is felt by all people. So that's what we do over here. We're humanitarians, and we hope that you are feeling this. It is your option to do whatever you'd like to do. But my thing is, sit on your AA, you know what, and wear your mask, okay? I have not been in Los Angeles, California over the Christmas holidays in the last 30 years. I like to go down south and party with those Texans. But you know what? Not only am I thinking of myself, I'm thinking of others, okay? And it's really no fun eating barbecue and bacon and eggs and grits in the morning with no mask on. It's really no fun. You can't holler. You know, it's laughter there. It's food there. You know, we all have to do this different type of thing. This is a bit different, but we're going to all get through it, okay? We're going to all get through it. If you just listen, stay safe, stay healthy, and do the best that you can do. Don't be defiant out there and not caring. You know, why aren't they putting on a mask? They don't care. Well, if they don't care about themselves, what make you think that they will care about you? So I'm tired of ranting and raving over that. We're going to keep going here. We're going to start this off this Christmas week with Christmas music. We're going to be short and sweet today on Mind for Monday, just giving you some things to think about, okay? We love you over here, and thank you so much for listening in. Let's go.
It's that special time of year, and with Christmas drawing near, we run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list. It's a time to reminisce. Children play, while grown-ups plan the holiday. We do all we should, trying to be good and remembering to give praise. But it's more than fancy bows and mistletoe. It's joy unspeakable and love. Oh,
Right, make it joyful, create happiness. You know, we've had a lot of losses, changes, and transitions. My suggestion and my encouragement to you is to just keep fighting, and this will create the greatest joy. Once you fight through darkness and those sun rays start showing through, you'll have a smile on your face and in your heart and in your spirit to let you know, oh my goodness, I am about unification with myself. You know, unification can be as powerful as an atomic bomb, but you have to start with you first. Don't get pushed to the side out there. It's different. It's different for all of us out here. And for those of you who are out there having a hard time, you know, just kind of like trying to stay in balance, call mommy. That's at 1-800-950-6264. Reach out for help. Learn how to scream. You can't carry that luggage with you. Call NAMI, 1-800-950-6264. They're there to help. They're not going to judge. They're skilled to listen to you. And you'll have somebody to speak for. Remember, we're about love, compassion, and kindness here, okay? No matter what. After all great evil, always comes great good. Keep that in mind. This is Mindful Monday.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
What Christmas is for, when we have found what
Don't want you to give up out there. You know, we'll be back tomorrow with Stephanie Haynes. She's calling. And dial 323-769-5879 after Christmas, because this is a short week. And let us know how you spent your Christmas. And for Mindful Monday next week, we will talk about it. So the number to dial in and leave your information is 323-769-5879. Merry Christmas out there to each and every one of you. Happy, happy, happy.
Collaborate. We give, showing others how to live.